All right, ladies, we're here in week three of our search for significance and going through this book by Robert McGee. We have tackled last week the idea of the performance trap lie, that we need to meet certain standards in order to be worthwhile. And the answer and the antidote to that from God's word is justification, that in the end, there's nothing we could do to perform to be good enough for God. It's all about Him justifying us through the sacrifice of the life of Jesus and His righteousness that covers us. Now, today, we're going to talk about the lie of the approval addict. So last week was about performance. Now, sometimes our performance pressure comes from other people, but today we're going to focus in on the lie of the approval addict, which is about the people then that we want approval from. And the lie is this: I must be approved by certain people to feel good about myself. Okay, so we're either people pleasers, we're just working super hard to be like, hey, look at me, I'm good, I'm great, you should be my friend. Or some of us might be on the other side of it where we just totally withdraw from people and don't have any kind of relationship because we're afraid of being rejected, so we don't work at relationship at all. So this is what we're going to explore today. Now, we're going to look at more of the relational side of the lie that goes along with the performance trap, but now focus in on the people that we feel like we need the approval from in order to feel good about ourselves. So let's think about this for a few minutes. Who are the people in your life that you're desperate for their approval? Who are the people in your life that maybe have given you some harsh criticism or have treated you poorly, and the damage that that's done, right? It's because we're wired culturally to want to be important means we have to be accepted by people. And there's going to be certain groups of people that we're really going to want their approval. And so we just kind of can be like a hamster on a wheel where we're like, I'm a good person. Look, see, accept me, approve of me. So we're going to explore that today and just the damage that it does really when, if we feel like our significance is wrapped up in other people's opinions of us, then ladies, that is definitely an enslavement to something that honestly, in a lot of ways, is not even under our control. Because if we're looking for someone else's approval, then we have to assume that they have our best in mind, right? But the reality is they're as broken as you are in different ways. So their approval may not come for you because you're threatening to them, right? So we're going to have to find a different answer to this idea of needing to be approved by people to feel good about ourselves. So let's talk about that for a second. I tell you what, there are two things that come to my mind very quickly about the approval addict. The first one is, remember I talked to you guys last week that I had a stellar older sister that the performance trap lie of needing to meet the standards she set, I was completely insecure about that and never felt like I measured up. Well, there was a teacher in junior high who had both my sister and myself, and he said the very words that I feared and ran in my head all the time: you'll never be like your sister. Now, he said that to me in the context of, I think, me being a little disrespectful in a group of people, and I think it embarrassed him. And so he kind of lashed out at me. But man, I mean, I'm in my 50s now, ladies, and I still remember those words because what he said, you'll never be as good as your sister, was like speaking the words that rattled in my head all the time of never feeling like I was good enough. And so that was damaging to me. And so I remember through the rest of that year and through my junior high years wanting to like prove that I was a better person to the science teacher. And in the end, he clearly had some anger issues because he got in trouble for that. Thankfully, my mom went to my defense. Like, I came home just devastated by that, and she came to my defense and he ended up apologizing for that. But anyways, those words rattled in my head for sure and made me feel like I wasn't good enough and I was not accepted by him. The other thing that comes to mind is now not all that long ago. I mean, it was, my kids were young, elementary. I think it was my son. I decided a good way to get to know some of the people in my community, because where I live is dominated by a certain religion and I'm not a part of it. So I already feel like I'm on the outside of things. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to become the room mom. That'll be a good way for me to interact with these other moms and kind of build some relationship and honestly be accepted. And I just remember feeling so insecure. I'm not that creative of a person. So, you know, whether it was the games or the craft or whatever we were supposed to do for the party, I just remember seeing these moms kind of looking down their nose at me like, no, this isn't the right way. Let us help you with that. And I just remember feeling so insecure about that. I wanted to be accepted by them. I wanted to be approved by them. And it rattled me, and it, you know, and I can laugh about it now, but at the time it really mattered. And then of course with our kids and their sports teams, you know, there were a lot of families that went to church together and they lived in the same neighborhood. So at like the practices or the games, like they knew each other well, would sit together. And I just always remember feeling like I was on the outside. And so thankfully I have enough other connections outside of that realm that I was able to kind of move through that okay. But for some of you, maybe that's how you feel all the time, that you're always on the outside, that you don't feel approved by people, you don't feel accepted by people, and how crushing that is and how that can derail you in your pursuit of feeling significant or that you have value and worth. So let's talk about what God's truth would say about that. Because ladies, I'm here to tell you, it's a lie. We do not have to be approved by certain people to feel good about ourselves. Now, granted, there's some balance to that because, of course, we would want our spouse or our kids or our parents or, you know, close friends, our pastor, whatever. You know, certainly within a certain realm, we want to be approved by people. We want to be a good person, a nice person, an upstanding person. But this is about the lie that the enemy just wants to spin us around in. And like I said, be the hamster on the wheel, where we're constantly and always in our own insecurity are like, but if I could just get your approval, if I could just get your attention, then I'll matter, whoever those people are. And what God's going to say is, no, I have your attention. I want your attention. I know who you are, and let me tell you who you are. I accept you through Jesus. Okay, so here's what Proverbs 29:25 says. Fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. So fearing people is a dangerous trap. What does that mean exactly? What I think that that means is like when we put other people's opinions or we put culture and the influence of that above trusting in the Lord, we're just putting ourselves in a dangerous place. Because ladies, like I just shared just a few examples, I'm sure some come to your mind. If I'm waiting for the approval of certain people here and in my life, then I'm just going to constantly be on the chase and I'm never going to feel like I have it. Or maybe some days I'll feel good about it. Like, oh, they accepted me. They invited me to that thing or whatever. Or I had a great conversation with so-and-so at practice today. But then the next week, it's a totally different situation. And so we're just like the hamster on the wheel, just hoping and praying and wondering. And so again, like I said, what can happen there is we can become the people pleaser, the codependent person that just kind of gets sucked into these unhealthy relationships because we care about that person's opinion of us. So we'll do whatever it takes to get their approval. Or for other of us, maybe that we're just so afraid of rejection that we just don't pursue any kind of relationship. Neither of those options are good. What we need to do is get to the place where we can say, my confidence and security comes from my relationship with the Lord, and I'm approved by Him. So that means there are going to be some people that now, having God's approval and seeing myself through God's eyes, I can look out at these people who I've cared about their opinion so much and say, why? Why do I care about their opinion? Or it's okay if I don't feel fully accepted into that group. It's okay. I'll find a different group of friends. But that has to come from a place of strength, right? That we know who we are and we know where we're going. Here's what McGee says in the book. Our response has been outer directed, meaning that we try to copy the customs, dress, ideas, and behavioral patterns of a particular group, allowing the consensus of the group to determine what is correct for us. But conforming to a group will not fully provide the security we're so desperately seeking. Only God can provide that through His people, His word, His spirit, and His timing. And now listen, you guys, some of that can even happen in our churches where maybe we, you know, are like steadfast in a certain woman that does her Bible studies, you know, or maybe you're into like the more in-depth verse by verse studying. And so you would look down on or people that don't study the Bible that way might not feel as comfortable around you. Certainly with social media and different things like we do, like, I mean, I admit that I look up every spring and summer, like what are the fashion trends for this year? And, you know, try to copy some of that, right? We all have a level of wanting to be accepted by a group. And that can even happen in our churches. And what we need to be able to get to the place of saying, but what does God say? Because ultimately, like I said, and this is what I said last week with performance, you're going to have ups and downs in this. Times in your life where you're going to feel like fully accepted by people, and then you might move to a different state or go to a different church, and all of a sudden you're like, I am the odd man out here, and I don't feel like people even see me or even care to get to know me. So if our search for significance is based on approval or on performance, then we're going to be up and down and all around. So the better way is to say, God, who do you say I am? So here's the antidote to the lie of the approval addict, that you have to be approved by certain people to feel good about yourself, is the word reconciliation. And here's what that means. Through Jesus, we're no longer defined by other people's opinions. We are accepted, loved, and secure, not because we earned it, because Jesus gave everything to make us right with God. So that's kind of a little bit of a review of what justification is. These two words are similar, but reconciliation emphasizes something different. I'll talk about that in a minute. But this idea that we are reconciled through Jesus, that it doesn't matter if some people don't accept us. We don't need to be codependent or to be totally afraid of relationship because of fear of rejection. We can be secure knowing that God loves us and we have been forgiven. We have been covered by the righteousness of Christ, and we have this idea of reconciliation, which here's what McGee says. Justification is the doctrine that explains the judicial facts of our forgiveness and righteousness in Christ. Reconciliation explains the relational aspect of our salvation. The moment we receive Jesus by faith, we enter into a personal relationship with him. Now, again, like I've said every week, we can just kind of blow past these principles. We're going to read a passage here in a minute that talks about this idea that we're friends with God. We can blow past that and just be like, that's a nice sentiment. No, ladies, listen, we need to stop and let that truth absorb in our heart. To combat the lie of needing to be approved by people, we are approved by the God of the universe through Jesus. We have relationship with him. He chooses us. He went to the cross. He suffered and died so that he could be in relationship with us. If that doesn't give us a bolstering of significance and worth, I don't know what does. But we need to not just kind of blow past it and just be like, that's a nice idea. We need to experience it and recognize that reconciliation means we are in relationship with the Holy God through Jesus. Here's how Romans 5 says it. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. I mean, again, just the emphasis on relationship, that Jesus chose you. He wants relationship with you, friendship with the God of the universe. How powerful is that, ladies? If we can get that as our starting point, then we can start to look with different eyes to some of the people in our life that we've been so desperate for their approval and look at it and be like, they've got their own issues. Like, who cares? At the end of the day, if they don't accept me, then I don't want to be in their group. I don't want to be their friend if they're rude to me or standoffish with me. Galatians 1:10 says, obviously, I'm not trying to win the approval of people, but of God. If pleasing people were my goal, I would not be Christ's servant, right? Paul's saying here, like, listen, you're probably not going to win a lot of popularity contests to be a follower of Jesus and to be outspoken about it. But man, there's no greater relationship to be at peace in than our relationship with Jesus. Then knowing, like, I stand before God and the righteousness of Christ covers me, I'm in full relationship. I don't have to hide from God. I don't have to be like, well, I mean, here's the better parts of me, God. Maybe you could accept these, but I'll just kind of hide these other things and try and hide them from you under the rock. No, we are fully in friendship, reconciled with God. Isn't that awesome? I hope, ladies, that you can start to let that settle in. So let's think back to the people that we want their approval. I mean, again, like, we're doing this every week because, again, ladies, I think it's not just reading or hearing this and the podcast. It's you actually letting it seep into your heart and be the place, your starting point of how you view yourself and your value and your worth. And the fact that Jesus would suffer and go through all that he did while we were still sinners, that we couldn't have earned that in any way, shape, or form, and that in doing that, we can be in right relationship with him. Like, the idea of reconciliation and relationship, that I don't have to be insecure, that I don't have to wonder if, like, today God likes me, tomorrow he doesn't. I mean, how many of us have had friends like that where it's like you're on this roller coaster ride of maybe their mood or their own toxic ways that you're like, gosh, are we good today? Or are we not good today? That's not how it is in relationship with the Lord. And so we can draw strength from this idea of combating the lie that we do not have to gain the approval of certain people to feel good about ourselves, because we already have the approval of the one that matters. That God accepts us. When we put our faith in Jesus, we are fully accepted in full relationship with the Lord. So I want you to stop today, as I've kind of encouraged you every week, and I want you to identify those people. Why does their opinion matter to you? What does their approval of you mean? Or what do you think that it means about you? Then I want you to think about, what are some of the insecurities that they might have that keep them from being able to give you the affirmation you need? I want you to think about the relationships that maybe you know you're codependent, that you're just doing for this person all the time, and they don't do anything for you. Why are you doing that? Why do you feel like you need to do that? Maybe it's time to draw a boundary with that relationship and say, you know what, I'm doing all the work to keep this relationship going, and you don't seem that interested in it right now, or you've got some other stuff going on, and I can't rescue you from that. So you need to go on your journey, and I need to give you space to do that. You know, for me, I am a people pleaser for sure. And I've had to wrestle with that in my life, where it's like, you know what, I had to make a hard decision, or I had to take a stand on something, and a certain group of people didn't like that. I have to be okay with that. But the reason why I can be okay with that is because I know that I've prayerfully put it before the Lord, and I'm trusting God's leading in that. And then I'm going to do the best that I can with that. And some people may not like it, and I have to be okay with that. I can't make other people like me or like my decisions or my conclusions, but I have to be secure enough in my relationship with the Lord to know, like, that's okay if they don't see it the way I see it. It might be a agree to disagree, or they've got some other things going on and a blind spot in their life, and I'm not the one that's going to change that for them. That's going to be God working in their life. But in my security that I am reconciled in full relationship with the Lord means that then I can come from a place of security when I have to have some harder conversations or make some harder decisions, and be okay that some people might reject me because of it. And ladies, I know that's scary, and I know that's hard, because we all live by this lie that we need to be approved, and we're approval addicts, just chasing it. But what God's saying is, like, my approval is what matters. Let me do the work in you. You trust in me, and I'll lead the way, and you follow. And then, ladies, we can have enough peace and security that if some people reject us because of that, that's okay. That's probably not the person we need in our life anyways. So, ladies, again, take the time to think about, who are the people that I've been seeking approval? Unpack why that is. You know, again, listen to this podcast a couple times if you need to, but I just want to come back to Romans 5 that says, our friendship with God has been restored because of Jesus. And we can rejoice in a wonderful new relationship with God because of Jesus, because he made us friends of God. There is no greater friend in the world to have than with the Lord. And I just pray that that will give you strength today to start identifying the areas where you've been struggling with the approval of others, and just die to that and to say, God, you're the approval that matters to me. And in your strength and in your leading, help me to see the way I need to see some of these other relationships. And again, be free from that lie and celebrate the reconciliation you have through Jesus.
Thanks for listening. If you would like to give to help support our ministry, please visit pursuegod.org/donate. Find more resources to talk about these topics with your small group, family, or mentor on pursuegod.org.